First, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your information sings inside of me. It's so good. And it's helped me with
You've always known it.
Yes.
We're just reminding you.
Yes, it feels like that.
Yes.
And so I have these questions, and then we talk about energy, and I've been really excited about being in a vibration that's higher. It's felt really good. And then my experience with my children's father is so hard. Because I'm going like this way up high and I'm feeling really good. And I almost feel like he wants it, that he doesn't mean to, but he comes into my experience in different ways and wants me back where I belong in a particular way. And we have
here's the thing that's interesting about that. So here you are. You've been basking. You've been appreciating. You're tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You're feeling great. And he comes into your experience not because law of attraction is naturally putting you together, but because you have some agreement that no matter what, you're going to do this. And so he walks into your experience. And if you were allowing law of attraction to orchestrate all of your rendezvous, he probably wouldn't even be there because you're vibrating in a happier place than he is vibrating. But because you have this agreement, he comes into your experience. So now you have two, it's sort of like going to school or going to jail. You're sort of trapped in there with people that are not natural to your experience. It's not who you would hang out with if you had all of the choice factors in your what feels like your control. So here you are. You're feeling better. He's not feeling so good. And he may be looking at you and thinking, I want to put her in her place, as you've described. And even if he's doing that, he could be thinking, I hate her guts, I want her dead, we're being as bad as any of you could ever be. He could be thinking all kinds of terrible things, and it would not affect your vibration one bit, because he cannot vibrate for you. But as you then look over at him and you say, oh, I think he thinks this, now you have chosen the vibration. And now you are including it in your mix. You've got your pencil in the fan. Your vibration is now slowed down to his level. You now don't feel very good. And now you blame him because you don't feel very good, when certainly he influenced you to that, but you have the choice about what you give your attention to. So what you want to do in a situation like that is that you want to practice maintaining your own vibrational level as often as you can when you're not with someone like that, so that even when you are, you're able to maintain your connection. Pretend that there's someone in your experience and they have 10 dominant characteristics, and 9 of them make you nutty. 9 of them are just horrible, and 1 of them is really a very nice characteristic. So as you practice thinking about that one characteristic, they're not with you, so the other 9 aren't blaring in your face. But you're deliberately, at light, fluffy times in your day, you're reaching for that thought that feels good about them. You're practicing that. You're identifying that as the focal point of their personality, so that that vibration begins to become synonymous with you and their name. In other words, when you think that name, you think that happy thought. So that now, that's where your vibration is. Now this person walks into your experience, and you have established this vibration about them. It has become familiar to you. You've practiced it. You've pretended it. It's who they are to you. It's who they are to you. It's who they are to you. It's not who they are to themselves, because 90% of them may be something else to them and to everyone else. But to you, that's 100% of who they are. So when they come into your space, law of attraction says you must get that from them, because it's law of attraction. It's not law of assertion. They cannot assert the other 90%. They cannot assert one of those other bad points into your experience, because you are not vibrationally there. You've practiced the other so much that you left those other behind, you see. So then they have two choices. They can join you in that vibration, or they will vibrate right out of your experience, but they cannot stay if they are not a match.
Yes, and with the 5 children that we share, he's there.
But what we are saying to you is, we think that as you practice this vibration about him, that he will predominantly be giving you more and more and more and more of that. and it requires something that will serve you so well relative to all things. It requires that you learn to offer more of your vibration because you have chosen to than because of something that you are observing. Most people, before they come to understand this, offer most of their vibration in response to what they are observing. So they observe that behavior, they offer a vibration that matches it. They observe that behavior, they offer a vibration that matches it. So their vibration is sort of a jumble, and that's why people feel powerless. It's also why people think that if he would just change his behavior, my life would be better. And they're right, if he would act differently, then they would observe differently, then they would feel differently, then they would vibrate differently, then they would attract differently. But it's an awful big job to give someone else when you say, my happiness depends on your behavior. Because there aren't very many of them that are willing to change their behavior for your happiness. And even if you can get one to do it, there's going to be another and another and another. That's a trap that you can never get out of, you see. And so when you finally decide that nothing is more important than I feel good, it is so important to me that I feel good, I'm going to practice thoughts that are hard to come by. 90% of him is easier to think about. It is so much easier to think about the 90% of him that he is showing. We are exaggerating all of this. But I want so much to feel good that I'm going to exercise what true unconditional love is. True unconditional love says, I want so much to be the love that is me that I'm going to find a way of looking at this apart from the conditions. In other words, I'm not going to let the conditions control my vibration. I'm going to control the way I feel. Mm-hmm. By selectively sifting and by practicing the thought. So, play the game. Get a notebook and write across the front of it, my book of positive aspects. And on the front page, first page of the book, write his name. And then sit determined that you are going to write a handful of positive aspects. And we know it is your nature. You are an uplifter to the very core of your being. It's easy for you to find things of a positive nature, even from someone who often displays the opposite. In other words, write a positive aspect and then try to fill it in mentally. Try to think of examples of it that you've seen in your life experience and try to remember how you felt as you witnessed it and feel appreciation. Even if it was a spattering that only happened once a long time ago, milk it and find the feeling place of it because it connects you with that aspect of him and, more importantly, it connects you with your source energy at the same time. And then watch what begins to happen in your relationship. Watch how on his worst of days he cannot come to see you. Watch how when he's really been influenced by other things in his life, so he's really not vibrating anything close to what you have been practicing. Watch how the manager orchestrates it so that he doesn't show up in your experience. And watch how, on the very best of his days, he makes it into your experience. You see, because a relationship is an eternal thing. Long after divorce, long after all decisions, the relationship still exists, you see. Wanted to talk about this earlier as we were talking about the subject of death. You have these influential experiences with people, and while they are at work or long after they've left you, or even though they may not still physically be focused, very often you're offering a vibration about them even though they're nowhere near you. We are not trying to get you to have specific thoughts about anybody. We're just wanting to show you how, by choosing the thoughts that you do have with one criteria only, which is, how does this thought feel? You can learn how to allow source energy no matter what. And when you get to that place, now you are in creative control of your experience. You move through traffic beautifully. You always attract that which is a vibrational match to what you're wanting everywhere you go. It's as if you have an entourage that is preceding you, that is pre-paving your path to align everything to always be a perfect vibrational match with what you are wanting. You see. Good.
Thank you.
Indeed. What more? Right here, yes.